It has been a busy week in Hollywood, from Britney Spears to mental breakdowns to feuding basketball stars. So for a recap and to get you up to date on all the latest stories, we're so happy to be joined by Rachel Zalas. She is the West Coast editor for Life and Style magazine. Rachel, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So first of all, what is the latest on Britney Spears? The 26-year-old pop star was granted overnight visits with her boys. Tell us about this, and is she finally on the right track?
Yes, things are looking up for Britney, finally. I mean, you know, she won her Grammy for her song Toxic years ago, and her life has sort of seemed to reflect that title lately. And, you know, ever since her divorce from Kevin Federline, things have just sort of spun out of control for her. You know, public meltdowns, rehab, hospitalization, shaving her head. And, you know, as of January, Kevin Federline got sole custody of her kids. And, you know, over the last 6 months, we've really seen Britney try and pull her life together. You know, her dad has, you know, overseen her finances. She's been working out. She's been, you know, on a TV show, which people are saying could get Emmy nominated. And, you know, she's really trying to regain herself. And, you know, she just had this hearing the other day where the judge is saying that she could get overnight stays now with her kids, which would be a huge win for her. Up until now, in the last 6 months, she's had, you know, very limited, you know, meetings with the children that were supervised. So this would be great.
It is great to see things going her way. And legally speaking, what's next? I mean, can she get back custody of her sons in the future?
I think, you know, I think Kevin Federline and his lawyer have said that they really want Britney to have more involvement with the kids, to work towards that kind of situation. So I definitely think if Britney keeps on this path where she's really staying on the straight and narrow, she's getting her life together, you know, obviously it's best for the kids to be with their mother. So I think she definitely has that in store for her in the future.